Michal?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me?
There's a bug, but we hear you.
Must be a phone.
Okay, fine. Okay, sorry about that. I'm not quite sure what happened. Okay, let's get to work. Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay, just to remind ourselves where we're holding, we've mentioned that there's three different facets of Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay, the first one was that your Kiddush has to be in the place where you have your Suda. Okay, in the same room, where they have das, you can see the place, there are different options over there. But the Kiddush has, your Suda has to be in the place where you made the Kiddush. That was the first thing. The second facet was that your Kiddush has to be at the same time as your Suda. As in, there shouldn't be a hefsek between your Kiddush and your Suda. That was basically last week's and the week, and the discussion of last week and the week before. Okay, and we said, therefore, you shouldn't leave your room after Kiddush, even though you're going to come back in. You shouldn't do that. Yeah, you shouldn't be mastic with other things in between. Okay, so again, the Kiddush has to be immediately followed by your Suda, without a hefsek in between. That was the second factor. And last week, we started to discuss the third factor, which is Kiddush Makom Suda. What exactly is a Suda? Okay, so we mentioned last week, we said that at least lahalacha, yeah, there's two separate sugyas, they call it. There's one which is my Suda on Shabbat. We know we have to have three Sudas on Shabbat. We have one on Friday night, we have one on Shabbat morning, and one Shalosh Sudas after Mincha. Okay, excuse me, if I didn't, can be before Mincha Ochla. But one in the afternoon. Yeah, that's a chiyuv to have three Sudas on Shabbat. The definition of what's considered to be a Suda for Shabbat is not necessarily the same definition as what it means, Kiddush Makom Suda. For a Suda on Shabbos, at least for the first two Sudas, you should have bread, challah, okay? The third Suda, you should also, at least have bread. If not, there's other options, maybe mezonos. We're going to touch on that today. That's for your obligation of your Sudas on Shabbos, okay? But Kiddush Makom Suda doesn't require you to necessarily to have bread. You can have less than bread. Other things qualify as a Suda when it comes for the definition of Kiddush Makom Suda. We mentioned last week that according to the Mechaber, that it's good enough to have wine. If you have wine, okay, today we're going to discuss exactly how much you need to have, but at least in theory, having wine is enough to meet the requirement of a Suda with regards to Kiddush Makom Suda. But, as
again,
we stressed last week...
Wine and not
bread? No, we mentioned last week, there is a discussion on the poison. Many poison do take on grape juice, is fine. It's brought down with Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Zrebi. They will say it's fine, grape juice is the same as wine. Rav Yashev was a bit more mafatpek about it. At least when it came to Friday night, he said you should get someone else to be, if you were to do that, you should get someone, you shouldn't say the Kiddush again, because of Chashash Bachar, Chashash that you were actually Yoiti, you should get someone else to be Moiti to you. But at least it seems to be in the days, wasn't as worried about it, the days more Mekel. Yeah, but again, those other three say that grape juice is the same as wine. Okay. Right. So if a person were to have made Kiddush on, I'm just going to use wine, yeah, if a person were to have made Kiddush on wine and then drank the required amount of wine, yeah, so then he's Yotzi Kiddush. Kiddush Makom Suda, he has been Yotzi, so feel that 100%. But he hasn't had a Suda on Shabbos yet, yeah? So he would still need to wash and have challah, have bread, to fulfill his mitzvah of having a Suda on Leil Shabbos. And so too in the day also. If a person went to shul, and there was a Kiddush in shul, and he had mezonos, okay, we haven't discussed mezonos yet, but we know that you can be Yotzi with mezonos. So he had mezonos in shul, yeah? When he comes home, even though he was already Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush, and he did Kiddush Makom Suda also, he was fully Mekayim, his obligation of Kiddush, but he hasn't had his Suda of the morning yet. So he'll need to have bread. He'll need to sit down, wash, have bread, and to Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Suda of Shabbat. Okay? So again, there's two separate Nidoinim. One is, what do I need to eat to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda? And that we seem to be more Mekel, whereas for the Suda of Shabbat, there, at least for the first two Sudas, there you have to have bread. Okay? Fine. So again, we mentioned last week that the Mechaber said that you are allowed to have wine. Okay. So yeah, as we just mentioned before, grape juice is a bit of discussion. At least by the day, it seems to be you can be mako if need be. We're going to get to that in a little bit. Okay. So all the Mechaber said you should have bread or you can have wine. Okay. So now what about mezonos? Okay. So we know. I mean, that's the minhag in all kiddushes. Yeah.
Just want to verify. We're talking Ravis.
We're going to the pasim about wine now. Okay, just remind me. We have to get back to mezonos. Okay, so yeah. So how much wine do you have to drink? Okay, so that is a machlokes for a change, right? Is one ravis enough, or do you have to have? As in, if you're making kiddush, okay, all I'm referring to now is the person making kiddush, okay? If the person was listening to kiddush, yeah, he's not the one making kiddush, then if he has a ravias, that's definitely sufficient, okay? A ravias is definitely qualified
Isn't it that the ravias, in other words, I thought you actually, maybe with Yevid, but you're Yotze with a Malel Lugma on Kiddush, but
right.
To say Bracha Chroino, you need to see, have the Revius. But you're Yotze with a Malel Lugma. If for some reason you drank a little bit less than the Revius.
Hold on, you're asking good. Hold on, right? We're going to get to the, in a few seconds, Amir Tashem. Okay, so with regards to this, again, we're only in the Shitta that holds that wine is acceptable, okay? We're going to see there are those who are Choylech on that. So just hold up. We're all in this shitta, okay? So don't, meaning, even though we're working this shitta, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a chachila, okay? But in the shitta that says that wine is perfectly acceptable for the suda of Kiddush Makom Suda, okay? So how much wine is needed to qualify as the suda for Kiddush Makom Suda? So the answer to that is that a ravias of wine is sufficient. If a person has a ravias of wine for the suda of Kiddush Makom Suda, then he would be yoytze according to this shitta that says wine is good. Okay? One ravias is enough. Okay. That's all if someone is the one who's listening to Kiddush. So he's not making Kiddush. If he's not making Kiddush, there's no need for him to drink from the wine of Kiddush. Okay? It's brought down as a good thing. I think the Russian is mitzvah mina mufcha. It's a good thing to do. And that generally that's what people do. Okay? So Kiddush in shul, a lot of people are not that good about it. Yeah? But at home, generally we give to everyone sitting at the table, we give them some of the wine, the grape juice, whatever. Okay? So if a person's listening to Kiddush and let's say for whatever reason he can't have mezonos or whatever the case is, yeah, and he has a ravias of wine, he will be yotzi kiddush makom suda. Again, according to those shittas that hold that wine is good. Okay, now what about if the person's making kiddush? He's making kiddush. So really, when he comes to drink wine, he really needs to drink for two reasons. One is, as Mati just pointed out, you need to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, you have to drink some of the wine. And how much wine do we have to drink? We know that we have to drink a male lugmav, which is basically a cheekful. Okay, roy ravias. Okay, a person has to be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Again, nothing to do with a suda. Yeah, a person has to drink a male lugmav. At least that's the lechachila. Okay, the ashit is we're not getting into it now. The ashit is a whole that you can be mitzvah with all the people listening. We're not getting involved in that now. Yeah, but a lechachila, the person making kiddush should have a male lugmav. Okay, so that means if I'm sitting down for kiddush on, let's say, Shabbos morning, yeah, and I'm at home, yeah, I need to drink a male lugmav of the wine in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush. Okay? So, does that male lugmav also count towards the suda aspect of kiddush makom suda? Meaning that besach hakol, all I need to have is one ravias, or do I need to have a ravias in addition to that male lugmav? Okay? Everyone got the shaila clear? We're saying, according to the one who's making kiddush, and he's the one drinking the male lugmav. So that male lugmav, he has to drink mitzad kiddush, not mitzad the suda. Mitzad kiddush, he has to have that. Even if he was having challah at the suda, he still have to have the male lugmav. So can that male lugmav count towards the ravias of wine that he needs to drink to be able to fulfill his mitzvah of kiddush makom suda? So the answer to that is it's machlokes. Okay, some hold that it's fine, it does count, and others hold no, you need an additional ravias. So according to those more machmir shittas, you'd need to have, let's say, the male lugmav, and then the ravias also. Okay? Fine. So how do we hold by that?
How much is a male lugmav again?
a cheekful.
No, I know.
meaning in quantity.
Yeah.
So it's brought down. It's really toyed on each person. Yeah. Toyed on each person.
You have to sort of guess how much malei lugmav, like.
Yeah, many shurim in the Torah we know are fixed, right? But this one is brought down that it's toyed on each person. Yeah. So you've got I presume you've got a bigger mouth than me. It's more for you. They bring down based on, I think it's a toyed, it's a road revered. But again, it does depend on the person.
That's a normal cheekful, or like, you know, like you could be like a hamster and stuff a lot in. I mean, how much malei?
I think, from what I remember, it has to be like full. So I'll double check exactly what it is. From what I remember, it has to be like a full amount. Uh-huh. Okay, but I'll check it up. Okay. Okay. So again, we're saying that it is a machlokes whether you have to have a revius plus a malei lugmav, or it's sufficient just to have a revius. Okay. So before we get to the to how we hold on that, we're going to go back a step before that, okay? Which is that is this shitta, even though it's brought in the mechaber, is this how we pass them? Is this what you should do? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger proves from different Rishonim that there are some Rishonim that hold that you cannot fulfill your chiyuv of kiddush makom seder with wine. Okay, I'll just mention one of the riots that he has. Okay, we've been discussing kiddush makom seder. Okay, now we hold that kiddush makom seder, at least the Mishnah Berurah holds like this, that kiddush makom seder is only a din derabanan. Yeah, the fact that you have to have your kiddush in the place and all these gedarim that we've been talking about, that's all a din derabanan. Okay, but there are Rosh showing that holds deraisa. The Rosh holds it is deraisa. The Rosh holds that kiddush makom seder is a deraisa din. Okay.
Both night.
And now, Rabbi Akiva.
Night and
what?
Night and morning, or just night?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Well, I mean, it will only be night because kiddush in the day is only a din derabanan. Right. So you're right. Okay, but the SM din of kiddush makom seder is a deraisa. Okay. So according to the Rosh, now there's a Gemara in Nazir that says that. Well, I'm not going to get very involved in the Gemara, but basically what comes out from the Gemara is that the Gemara says that there's never ever a situation where a person will be required to drink wine as part of Kiddush, yeah, on a deraita level. He's never ever mechuyev min ha-toira to drink wine. Okay? So just to go back a shlav, that means that even though we know that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night, yeah, and it's deraita, yeah, but it's not necessarily a la kois. Okay, there are some that say a la kois, meaning with wine is the raisa. But, okay, we'll have to see how they mistader, or we're not going to see it now, but how they mistader with the Gemara, that's not our subject for now. Okay, but me'ikra din, there's a chiyuv of kiddush, but it doesn't necessarily have to be on wine. Okay? Right? So even though there's a deraisa chiyuv making kiddush, that's just with words alone is enough. Okay?
Correctly, there was a Morgan of Rome, maybe.
Ah, I mean, excellent. Says, very good.
That's by the in the Shemoneh Esrei itself, you could be
right. Kiddush. Exactly right. So, yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what you see. Yeah, yeah. Mark is saying a good point. Right. Okay. So Morgan of Rome, we might get to it sometime. Yeah. The Morgan of Rome says that a person's yoytzis kiddush deraisa through his twila of the Amida, the Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night. That's how you yoytzis. Okay. And there, you're definitely not doing it on wine. Okay. Because just with words alone, you can be yoytzi your chiyuv deraisa. Okay, so again, wine, meaning wine is not okay. But so again, the Gemara in Nazir says that a person can. There's never a situation where a person will be in where he needs to drink wine as part of kiddush on Friday on Shabbos, which would be minat Torah. Okay, so let's analyze that. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to the Rosh that holds that kiddush makom seder is a chiyuv deraisa. Yeah? So that means, let's say a person doesn't have bread, and he doesn't have mezonos. All he has is wine. Now, if you were to hold that you can be yotzi, kiddush makom seder with wine, so this person now, in a situation where there's no bread and no mezonos, he would be mechuyev min ha-toira to make kiddush now on wine. Oh, okay, lavdas on wine, but at least to eat, to drink the wine. In order to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Seder, he would be mechuyav to drink wine now. Min ha-Torah. Why? Because the Rosh holds that Kiddush Makom Seder is a daraisa. And if you hold that you can be, that included within the definition of a Seder for Kiddush Makom Seder is wine, then you do have a hechitimsi that min ha-Torah, there will be a situation where you are mechuyav to have wine min ha-Torah. Okay? So says the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the fact that the Gemara says there is no such scenario, it must be, it's muchach, that the Rosh holds that you cannot fulfill your chiyuv of Kiddush Makom Seder with wine. Because if not, what's the Gemara talking about? The fact that the Gemara says that there's never a hechi timsi where you are required to drink wine as part of your obligation of making Kiddush on Shabbos, yeah? And even though the Rosh holds that Kiddush Makom Seder is a deraisa, so if wine was a way of being a kind Kiddush Makom Seder, the Gemara makes no sense. Yeah? Because Gemara is saying there is no hechi timsi that you are mechuyav to drink wine as part of Kiddush. So it must be that the Rosh holds that you do not fulfill your obligation of Kiddush Makom Seder if you drink wine. Okay? That's one of Rebbe Kiviger's rayas that they are restraining him out there who hold that Kiddush Makom Seder cannot be fulfilled with wine. Okay? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, on Friday night, so Ikar of Kiddush is Daraisa, okay? Maybe Kiddush, at least we hold Kiddush Makom Seder is not necessarily Daraisa, it's Darabonon. But the fact that the Ikar Kiddush is Daraisa, we're more Machmir. Friday night, we're generally more Machmir, okay? And therefore he says, it's not so clear that you should rely on this Kula, okay? Bichlal, of having wine. Okay, again, I'm not talking about a person who can't have bread or whatever. That's a different story. He might not have a choice about it. Okay, we're just talking about a regular person. Yeah, for whatever reason, let's say within the winter, and he wants to just it's too early to eat, and he just wants to have a little snack or something. So then, Rabbi Kivik, according to the Mishnah Berurah, a person should avoid making kiddush on wine and having wine to be yotzi the requirement of Kiddush Makom Seder should be avoided because of this Rebbe Akiva Eiger that there are Rishonim out there who hold that you do not fulfill your chiyuv of Kiddush Makom Seder with wine, therefore you should avoid it. Okay.
Black market, right?
Yeah.
It's Michael Goffman.
Yeah. Hi.
Can you remind us? Probably everybody knows, but it will be nice to remind. How much kazayas of bread?
It's not very much. It's about okay, you get different size matchboxes, but the biggest matchboxes, they say that's about a kazayin.
What is it? Second, I didn't understand. First, matchbox understood. Second, what you said, I did not catch.
No, that's what I said. Okay, that at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's sufficient. That's a kazayin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. They say if you get your standard loaves of bread that you get in the shops. Okay, the sliced bread, the white bread. Okay, that those middle pieces, yeah, the bigger pieces, they say that's around a kebeta, which is double the size of a kazayis. Okay, so you see, a kazayis is not really that much. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's go back to wine. Okay, so we said Friday night, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so clear whether you can rely on this. Okay, Shabbos day, because Kiddush is only Midrabanan, yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Kiddush itself is only Midrabanan. Kiddush Makom Seder also, right? So over there, the Mishnah Berurah says that. It seems that lechakele you should be choshes for the shita that says you need to have a revis and the male lugmav. But if more wine is not available, then he says you can be mekel. Okay, so but lechakele even in Shabbos day you should rather have a revis plus the male lugmav. Okay, that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
Sorry, just a question. In this. Well, we just said that you have Friday night Kiddush, right? And
yeah.
You want to, so there's a shame to say you can't be Yotze this Uda part with another revius of wine. But L'chaira, you have to hold that, they hold that Kiddush Makom Suda is Daraisa.
Why?
Because if it's Midrabanan, I mean, the Nusach of the Kiddush is you say it, and then you say the Kiddush. So you're Yoyse Kiddush Midaraisa on...
Right.
On just saying that, saying the bracha, the chora, right?
Right. Okay.
So therefore, why would it be a problem to be yetsa? It's a din derabanan that you yetsa kiddush
right.
with the
that
reviews.
That kiddush makom is a din derabanan, right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm not so clear why they would say that on Friday night you wouldn't. Why would it more matter? Wait, what does it matter? The whole thing is a derisive type of din?
Yeah. Exactly. You're right. Yeah. So it's an important point that you're making, okay? Let's just stress it. Yeah, which is... That
running,
even
out
the
time,
Kiddush,
running out of time just before you go.
Okay, I'll just say that in a few seconds. Yeah, even though the din of Kiddush Makom Suda is a din derabanan, but because the whole of Kiddush on a Friday night, the etzem thing of Kiddush is a derisive, therefore we are more machmir. Okay?
Okay.
That's the bottom line with it. Okay?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Let's say that. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.